All right, lads, ladies, and gentlemen, it is the one, the only, D-Man 23 from Conversation with the Lads. How's it going, everybody? It's been a while since we've talked, or at least whenever that last video was released. Sorry, not video, but podcast episode. Still on the search for a co-host and all that stuff, but you guys already know that. So let's go ahead and get into what I've been doing recently. Very recently, I've just been working. I worked last Sunday, Monday, and I worked yesterday. Finally got paid today, so that's always always a great thing. I love getting paid. I'm sure a lot of other people do, because we're, you know, still in the worst time period of the world ever. Excuse me. What's another thing that's going on? Yesterday, we officially hit a year in quarantine. Which really, you know, it fucking sucks. I wish that a lot of people would have listened. I wish a lot of people would have listened and stayed inside and stuff. But, you know, not anything I can do about that. It's not my jurisdiction to tell people where to stay at, you know. Regardless if I think what you're doing is safe or not safe, it's not any of my business, you know. So that's my opinion on that. I'm feeling really good recently. I've just been, you know, like I said, very tired. School's beating the absolute, you know, life out of me. I got done with school today, and I'm on spring break officially. And the first thing I felt was this overwhelming amount of just exhaustion overcome on my body and on my shoulders and all that stuff. And so I'm still recovering from that. Obviously, I work this Sunday, and I looked at the schedule. It doesn't have me booked for anything just yet. Thank God. But yeah, I'm feeling good. I'm feeling great. About to go hang out with some friends. About to go look at some games and all that stuff. See if there's anything I would like to buy. And yes, there's everything in terms of gaming. I've literally only been playing Red Dead Redemption 2 and GTA 5 recently. Last week I was playing Halo in between classes, and I'm going to get back on the Halo train this week because it's spring break. Excuse me. Another thing I'm going to be doing is I'm going to be playing the Halo Reach campaign, the Halo 1 campaign, hopefully by the end of this week. I'm going to sit down and play the not beat it in 1 week, but play the entire Red Dead Redemption 2 story across this week and next week. And yeah. So that's everything I've been doing with video games. And so the main thing I wanted to talk about in this podcast episode was ranking Led Zeppelin albums. Last week I gave myself the task of, you know, listening to all the Led Zeppelin albums and seeing what I like, what I dislike, and all that stuff. And so basically, I've listened to the first four Led Zeppelin albums. And so I just want to talk about them all right now. Like, not like, oh, we're stuck with Led Zeppelin 2. I want to rank them, basically. So coming in at dead last, for me personally, is going to be Led Zeppelin 4. I think Led Zeppelin 4 is a phenomenal album. It's obviously one of, you know, the most celebrated albums on the history of this earth, not only in rock and roll, but in the world. I don't think it's a bad album. I know putting it in last place, judging it out of the, you know, first four Led Zeppelins, that's like a slap in the face to it. Like I said, it's not a bad album. It's perfect. I love Black Dog. I love rock and roll. I love Stairway to Heaven, regardless of how many times it's been played to death. I like Four Sticks. I like Misty Mountain Hop. I think When the Levee Breaks is probably the best Led Zeppelin closer, but like I said, I have not been able to listen to the rest of them just because I've been busy. And so yeah, the only reason that I really put it at last place is just because, you know, I'm not a fan of Battle of the Evermore. I've never really been a fan of that song, if I can be completely honest. It's okay, not bad at all. It's just, it has elements of everything I should like in a song. But I don't like it. I've never liked it. I'll sit through it if we're listening to Led Zeppelin 4, but it'll never be on a playlist. Never. So anyways, let's move on to spot number 3. spot number three, unfortunately, is going to be one of my favorite albums of all time, and it's currently on my top five album list for favorites of all time. It's Led Zeppelin 2. I think Led Zeppelin 2 is also a very great album. It's on my top five favorite games of all time. Sorry, not games, but albums of all time. You know, I love all the songs on it. I think Moby Dick is a good song. Well, it's not even a song, it's just John Bonham, you know, relaxing and doing his thing in between songs, but it's a filler track. And it could have been taken off the album, but I still like listening to it. I think the Lemon song is 2 minutes, 2 to 3 minutes longer than it should be. I guess the only reason that they made that song like 6-something minutes long is because they were trying to keep with the original idea of like Led Zeppelin 1, where you have 6-minute songs because it's a blues song. But I don't think it works out perfectly. Some of the lyrics are kind of cringy. A good example, when your lemon squeeze juice falls on me. I don't like that lyric. But besides that, it's a very good album. Would recommend it. And so, coming into the last two spots, we have, unfortunately, Led Zeppelin 1 in my number 2 spot. I think it's a great album. My favorite Led Zeppelin cover. It has, you know, Dazed and Confused, You Shook Me All Night Long, Good Times, Bad Times, How Many More Times. It has one of my favorite Led Zeppelin songs on it, Black Mountainside. It has Communication Breakdown. It's overall a perfect album. I like 7 or 8 of the 9 songs, but as you can tell, there's just one that I like a lot more, and it's Led Zeppelin 3. The first time I ever listened to Led Zeppelin 3, I just didn't think it was anything special. I was very critical of it. I was just like, yeah, this sucks. Complete balls. But then recently I went back and listened to it, and I was happily wrong, actually. It was phenomenal. I love Since I've Been Loving You. I love Celebration Day. I love the Boron Stomp song. I love Hats Off to Roy Harper. I'm a fan of Immigrant Song, despite how many times it's been played. I love Tangerine. I love Out on Tiles. I love Gallo Poles. The only song I don't like, well, hold up, don't like is a bit too strong. The only song, like, my least favorite song is That's the Way. But besides that, I think it's perfect. 9 out of 10. It's just a phenomenal album that I honestly can go back to. That and Led Zeppelin 1, I think that's what those two albums have in common, is that they're very accessible. They're always something I want to go back to and play. I'm on my PlayStation looking at games. It's always two albums that I want to go back and look at and listen to, you know? So, to recap, Led Zeppelin 4 is in last place. It's a good album. Don't like Misty Mountain. Okay, I like Misty Mountain Hop, but don't like Battle of Evermore. I've honestly not liked it for a long time. Number 2 is Led Zeppelin 2. Great album. Just think it's a bit too long. I'm kidding. I just don't like the Lemon song after the 3rd minute, and I don't like Moby Dick that much. But I'll sit through it. Led Zeppelin 1, perfect. Led Zeppelin 3, perfect. And yes, that will wrap it up for today's episode of the podcast. Hope you guys are doing good. This was D-Man 23. I'll see you guys in the next podcast episode.